Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
John Jastrzemski, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the band, WFAN.
It's 9:05 here on this Friday evening. We're rocking and rolling a little late. Happy hour with JJ, John Jastrzemski. We're taking you through the next 3 hours right here on the Fan and feeling some withdrawals, not going to lie. It's the first Friday where we don't have football to look forward to in quite a while. And no, I'm not counting the bye week. So I thought it'd be, you know, a good time to welcome in some Giant royalty, some broadcasting royalty, and we'll get a sense for how his overall Super Bowl experience was. The Super Bowl MVP and the outstanding analyst from the NFL Today and Inside the NFL, our dude, the great Phil Simms. What's happening, Phil?
Nothing, JJ. I hope you're doing well. Good to be on with you. And I actually said to somebody a few minutes ago, I said, well, you know, what are you doing at work tomorrow? And they said, tomorrow's Saturday. And I went, oh, okay. I mean, I've lost all track of time since the football season's over. And hopefully I'll enjoy a couple weeks off before we get back into whatever's going on in the NFL world.
Well, well-deserved for you, another kick-ass season, and you guys just finished up a Super Bowl, and it was probably the weirdest Super Bowl known to man, Phil, from what we're used to, you know, Radio Row, all the people, right. All the parties. You're down there as a part of the CBS team. As a whole, was it super weird, or once you got into the game, it was kind of business as usual?
It was different. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we didn't go down. Usually I would go down 8 or 9 days before the Super Bowl when we work it. And this year we went down on Thursday afternoon before the game. And we basically stayed in our hotel rooms the whole time unless we were at the stadium doing a little work, which we did on Saturday and the pregame show on Sunday. And it was quieter, of course. We're in a hotel. Usually it's buzzing and it was empty. Nobody in the lobbies. It was really strange. And, of course, the game was so different. There was a crowd. There was some noise. But it was mainly just Tampa Bay fans, it seemed like to me. And, even in the pregame, you know, usually everybody's yelling at you. You're in there. You see all the people. And there just wasn't a lot of people walking around because it was so limited. And, you know, so it was very well controlled and rightly so.
You know, Phil, I was thinking about this because I had Rich Gannon on a few weeks ago, and I know you were a part of that broadcast for the Tuck Rule game and the snowball up in New England many moons ago. If I would have told analyst Phil Simms way back when that he'd be a part of a Super Bowl broadcast in 2021 and this guy by the name of Tom Brady would still be playing, still be throwing it great, winning his 7th Super Bowl, I mean, you would have called me every nasty name in the book, right?
Oh, yeah, I definitely would have made some fun of you. There's no doubt about it. I'd have been very sarcastic sometimes, which comes easy for me, and all those things. And when Tom Brady said, when he first made the statement, I want to play till I'm 45, I just went, yeah, okay. All right, good luck on that. And Look, he's proven everybody wrong. Of course, if he doesn't play till he's 45 now, I think I'll be very, very surprised. Everybody goes, oh, one more year. I think he's going to go as long as he can. It's a great situation. He's basically gone through like three eras of the NFL in his career. One, which was old school. Then they started doing things a little different. Different offenses now to what we see out there now. And it's just amazing. And I'll say this about him. Yeah, his footwork and moving around is not what it used to be, no doubt. But it doesn't matter. He's playing for the perfect coach that doesn't require a lot of that. But his arm, JJ, it's top notch. And I can say this with all honesty, and I mean it. I think he threw the ball physically better this year as he did most of his career. And he probably his only problem throwing the ball this year, I thought at times he threw it too hard. And but it's just really something how hard he's worked at his craft, taking care of himself, and especially throwing. You know, he's the quarterback, like a basketball player. What do they do during the offseason? They shoot. They get better at shooting. And he just keeps working on his throwing, and it shows, and just another reason why he won another Super Bowl.
Phil, I totally agree with you. And listen, it means something coming from you because you know the position as well as anybody. And, you know, I was thinking about this as well. They're not going anywhere, Tampa. I know they got some free agent decisions, but the NFC's kind of wide open. I'm Tom Brady. I'm saying I got a coach I'm comfortable with. I got a badass defense that gets after the quarterback. I got my guys. Even if I lose, let's say Godwin, I'm Tom Brady. People are going to want to come and play with me. Phil, I'm not ruling out the idea that Brady can't win another one of these bad boys. Are you?
Yeah, I think you said something that was pretty interesting. People will want to join Tampa now. Tom Brady, Bruce Arians, the most honest guy you'll ever meet. You know, a lot of people can't handle him because he's too honest. It is in Florida. They play on grass. It is a good team. This is the end of your somewhat, not the end of your career, but guys that are looking for that good team, a lot of good situations, they're down there. You know, just take a guy like J.J. Watt. Now, I don't think he will go to Tampa, but he's going, man, they're good. They can win. They're going to the playoffs. It's Tom Brady. It's just attractive. It's going to be attractive to a lot of players, especially guys that have already kind of made their mark in the NFL, and they're very good, and they're going to look for a spot because they want to do what? You know, so many guys, tremendous players, never get a chance to play in the Super Bowl. And all I can say is, if you don't, then you're missing one of the greatest experiences of your life in sports, for sure.
The great Phil Simms, he joins us here on The Fan. Okay, Phil, do you get the sense that defensive coordinators now all off season are going to be going to town on what Todd Bowles and the Buccaneers were able to do? Or was that just a unique skill set that defense had? Front four, talented linebacker, they're super fast, Lavonte David. I mean, Devin White, the guy was all over the field basically shadowing Travis Kelce. I think a lot of defensive coordinators are going to try to implement that game plan, but trying to do so against Patrick Mahomes, as you know, is a lot easier said than done. But what is the element that needs to come into play for all these contenders in the AFC? I'm talking Buffalo. I'm talking Baltimore. I'm talking Miami, my team. If they are going to close the gap with Kansas City, how do you go about that?
Well, let's put it this way. They could all close the gap if Kansas City lines up with the same offensive line. And we could say all we want, all this, that, and everything about the game. It came down to two things. Is Kansas City offensive line going to be able to hang in there? And the answer is just without question, absolutely not. The other thing is that surprised me, you know, we get to talk a lot, but we don't get to talk enough, is that Andy Reid really never made adjustments that, oh, that line can't block them. Let's do something different blocking-wise to give our quarterback more time. And the other one, which was a huge part of the game, was how would the officials officiate the game? Will they let Kansas City's defense, which is grabby, handsy, and all the time, all year long, how will they call it? And I think to everybody's surprise, they called it tight. And it changed many things in the game. And lastly, two things. Lastly, how Kansas City managed the end of the first half was you know, I'm not a second guesser. I don't do that. It was not good. I'll just go leave it at that.
I hated it, Phil. I hated it. Giving Brady a free down on third and two. And listen, Andy Reid's going to be in the Hall of Fame, so I could second guess and I could get laughed at a year from now or a couple of months from now. I'm thinking watching that game saying, man, third and two, Tom Brady on the other side, Phil, that's a high percentage play.
Well, you, listen, they called a timeout at third and two. Let the half end. Tampa is just trying to get to the locker room. And then they get the first down. He makes a nice little quick throw to Gronkowski. Then Kansas City plays bump and run, dare you defense, and Tom Brady throws it up in the air, and they get the personal or the pass interference down the left side against Rashad Breeland. And not only that, now we got 13 seconds to go in the half, and they blitz everybody and leave Tyrann Mathieu one-on-one. They get the pass interference. It leads to a touchdown. So many things about it that are – But that was the big thing. There's no secret that what Tampa wasn't the blueprint. The Kansas City Chiefs have seen that defense almost every game this year. They see it all the time. They adapted very well to it. It was the pass protection, which is where they did not adapt. And, you know, that was the difference in the game. It really was.
Phil, quarterbacks are going to be the story of the offseason. To me, there's no bigger storyline.
Yeah.
Get ready. Deshaun Watson, I'm going to be taking calls on it nonstop, whether it's the Jets, whether it's Miami, whether it's San Francisco, you name it. This element of the quarterback now dictating terms in the league, you like it or does it bother you?
Well, you know, JJ, what do you mean dictating terms? Like like Russell Wilson?
Like a guy like, I'll put it like Watson, for example. Wilson, yeah. I think, is trying to, you know, send a message, basically, Phil. I think Deshaun Watson, through his agent, is trying to say, I want the hell out of Houston. Does that bother you when you see something like that?
No, I don't think it bothers me. No, it doesn't. Because, first off, I don't know the whole story, and unless I knew Deshaun Watson, I couldn't really make a comment that would probably make me feel good or whatever. But I think it's going to be interesting if it does go to a standoff, you know, what the Houston Texans do or what does Deshaun Watson do? I mean, you know, you say, oh, it's not about the money. I'll hold out. I don't worry about it. But, man, listen, I don't know what his number is this coming year for salary, but when you start missing those paychecks, I don't care how much money you got. That will be – so if Houston really stands by that motto, we're not letting him go, and, you know, we're not going to trade him, it's just going to be interesting. I always thought when I first heard it, well, they'll just trade him and – start over, because that's what they need to do down in Houston anyway. But as time goes on, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. I can't even make a good educated guess. Maybe Houston digs their heels in and goes, we're not going to bend to this and let the player dictate what's going to go on. And so it's going to be interesting. You know, all these quarterbacks, the movement, where they're going to land, I think we're going to find out like we always do, like the draft, JJ. We're going to be very surprised by a few of the moves, that's for sure, where people sign and what happens. And I'm like a fan. I'm just going to sit back, wait, and see what happens and talk about it once it does.
I love it. If Watson ends up getting moved, what do you think is the best landing spot for him?
Well, you know, to me, well, San Francisco, of course, would be great.
That's the Super Bowl team, Phil Simms. They get Deshaun Watson, I'm picking them to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, they would definitely be high on my list, that's for sure. And then, you know, they got to keep everybody healthy. That's good. But the other team that, you know, really, and I know they drafted Tua last year, the Miami Dolphins, that's for real down there, what they're doing. They've had a couple really good draft classes in a row. They got a ton of picks coming up this year. They absolutely killed it in free agency last year. They are really well coached. They got a great program going down there now, and I think they're a team that's going to be around for a while. But you know, it comes to this. I said this to somebody today. How many years can you just keep drafting really good draft class, and all of a sudden you got nothing but a young team, and all these contracts come up at once and all that? So you know, sooner or later you got to jump out there and get those key free agents to put your team over the top. Tua, he did okay this year. But, you know, I think there is some concern, and rightly so, I wasn't shocked by the way he played. I'm not saying the Dolphins' offense really helped him a great deal, but there was nothing that stood out when I watched him play. I didn't go, "Wow, he's really athletic. Oh, his arm is great. He has great size. He's great mobility." I couldn't put my finger on anything. So, second year around, if he's still the quarterback down there, we'll find out more about him. That's for sure.
You think they got to get a guy who's, you know, a yak guy? Like Devontae Smith, for example. He's the perfect guy that comes to mind because he played with Tua at Alabama. Is that the element you think more than anything Phil was missing in that offense for Miami? Or was it the lack of a vertical passing game where it felt like they were just throwing everything underneath and saying, all right, kid, don't screw it up?
Yeah, well, we saw the differences when he was in there and when Ryan Fitzpatrick came in the two games and back. All of a sudden, I watched this stuff. It was the same plays. Except Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, he sees it downfield, willing to rip it and throw it and let it go, and he had good success doing that. But, yeah, I would say one of the things, they definitely need a top-flight receiver to go along with what they're doing. But, again, man, offensive line was young. Defensive line's loaded with good guys. The linebacking core, the whole secondary, I like it all. So there's a lot to like about the Miami Dolphins, and they're only going to be better next year, that's for sure. But you're right. Short passing game, got to do a little more on the offensive side, no doubt. So they made some changes there. Chan Gailey retired again. So we'll see what they do. But to me, their offense is what held them back. And they're at the end of the year. And so they're going to have to fix that, get it better. And I'm going to wait and see. You know, it's just 1 year for Tua. So let's give it a little more time before we start saying let's look for another quarterback too. But when Deshaun Watson sent out their JJ, you go, that's pretty good stuff. Hard.
I ain't kidding. Phil, I think about guys at that position. There's maybe, and I'm going to exclude Rodgers and Brady because of their age. The only guys I'd say without hesitation I'd want over Deshaun Watson are Patrick Mahomes and Russell Wilson. And that's not trying to disparage Allen or Herbert. There are so many great talents. Phil, he's that good. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm the Jets, if I'm any of these teams, man, I'm doing a whole lot to try to get him on my side.
Well, listen, he's, you know, a terrific talent, and he's a blend of Tom Brady and Lamar Jackson put together. I don't know what else to say. He can be a pocket quarterback. He can run. He can move in the pocket, get outside, all that. I thought his throwing this year, as the year went on, just kept getting better and better. He threw with more power. He had great confidence that he was controlling the football. You know, it's like a golfer. You stand on the tee box and I know I'm going to hit it down the middle. So you swing hard and you just crush it down the middle. And that was Deshaun Watson throwing the football. And there are very few quarterbacks in the league with his overall talent.
Phil, final one, and I appreciate the time. Quarterback position, obviously it's a case-by-case basis. You're somebody that evaluates a lot of these guys. The timetable has changed for a lot of these teams now. Rookies are playing right away. They're throwing them right into the fire. When is the moment, for the most part, where you look at a guy and kind of determine, all right, this is what he is? Is it after 2 years? Is it after 3 years? As a whole, what do you think that general timetable normally is?
Well, yeah, you know, I would say 2 or 3 years, we know what we got. And now the question is, okay, if he is whatever he is, can we put the right team around him for him to have success in our team to go where we want it to go? And so I understand what you're saying. You know, like, let's just take Justin Herbert. I don't need to see anything else. Just whatever you want to say, he showed it all to me. This is a big-time, 100% franchise quarterback. And it wasn't like he was on a great team. I think they did underachieve, but you saw it, and I don't need to see any more. And really, it was the same to me with Josh Allen, many quarterbacks out there. Yeah, I watched Patrick Mahomes play the last game of his rookie year, and I went, oh, my gosh. It was better than I expected. I was expecting something really good, but it was like almost I couldn't believe some of the throws he made against the Denver Broncos that day. So I think when we look at quarterbacks, the situation they're in, of course, is always something. But what are you going to sell me with, JJ? What is it? Tell me what makes them great. Is it their mobility, their arm, You know, they're tough, whatever. There's got to be something concrete. Don't tell me, always they got all the intangibles. I need something I can point to. And I think that's what all the great quarterbacks have. And you talk about Russell Wilson, oh, he's mobile. He has a really good arm. Same with Deshaun Watson. Patrick Mahomes, well, we go to another level there with some of the things. The same with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is going to go down as one of the greatest throwers of the football in history. So that's what I look at when I judge them, even out of college. I don't look at stats or nothing. I just look at what can I point to physically that gives them a chance to be an outstanding franchise quarterback.
The great Phil Sims. Phil, it's always a pleasure, man. You guys killed it throughout the year. And we got to get final word, because I was a fan of the suit, by the way. I know Craigie felt otherwise. Boomer's Super Bowl Sunday suit. Was Phil Sims a fan?
Yeah, I thought it was a good mix.
I thought it was a baller suit. So was yours, for that matter. I got to give you love, too. But Boomer's suit's getting a lot of heat right now on the radio station, so I need a CBS authority on this, you know?
Oh, man. You know, okay. All right, let's put it this way. So who are the people judging how Boomer dressed? How did they dress? And what would they know about fashion? Okay, that's what I would say. So, you know, people don't call me to ask my tremendous expertise on right tackles. So you stay in your lane.
That's what I try to do. Phil, you are the best, man. Enjoy the off season. Hopefully a nice vacation in order. And we'll do this hopefully again soon, all right, bro?
All right, buddy. Listen, thanks for having me on and everything. And I didn't know we were going to talk a little fashion. So
anything's possible on this show, especially with you guys on the NFL Today. And you guys got a high standard there with you and Burleson and JB on the set. Boomer's got to keep up there, man. I'm proud of him Sunday. It was a beautiful suit.
It was. Just ask Boomer. He looks great, man. That's it. Okay.
All right. I know that. All right, bro. Take care, Phil. Love you, dude.
JJ, have a good night. Thanks for having me on.
That's the great Phil Sims, Super Bowl MVP, NFL Today. And, hey, I'm pro Boomer's suit, by the way. I thought it was a fabulous suit. I actually want one. If Boomer wants to hook me up with his tailor and get me like 40% off, because I know his suit range, you know, CBS is probably taking care of that. It might be a little out of my price range. And I don't wear cheap suits, but I guarantee you that is creme de la creme. I was a fan of the suit.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.